Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday afternoon, November 21st, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
How the intersection of public health and politics can shift the societal landscape. The intersection of public health and politics can shift the societal landscape, as evidenced by the rise in populist movements globally. A report by Goldman Sachs highlighted democratic backsliding in over 80 nations, with populist parties gaining traction. Research shows a link between declining public health and support for radical political views, citing examples like Mussolini exploiting the 1918 influenza pandemic for political gain. The COVID-19 pandemic has similarly boosted populist sentiment in regions with worsening public health. As the global economy faces uncertainty, events like the Crossroads Summit aim to help investors navigate chaos and innovate for the future. Thought leaders will discuss topics like AI advancement, economic uncertainty, and armed conflict, offering insights into potential solutions for societal advancement. Gyeonggi Province cancels Shincheonji Church event, sparking mass controversy and protests of over 25,000. Gyeonggi Province recently canceled the Religious Leaders Forum and completion ceremony organized by Shincheonji Church, citing security concerns. The church officials have disputed the decision, calling it unconstitutional and discriminatory. The cancellation notice came just one day before the event was scheduled to take place, sparking protests of over 25,000 people. Shincheonji Church has organized peaceful rallies and meetings with provincial officials, demanding an official apology and accountability for the cancellation. The controversy has raised concerns about religious freedom and potential discrimination, with protesters arguing that the government's actions infringe upon their constitutional rights. The church plans to continue protests until their demands are met.
Former advisor to the CIA who called 2016 and 2024 Trump victories announces latest prediction, America's comeback. Renowned economist and former CIA advisor Jim Rickards, known for accurately predicting Trump's victories, COVID-19 crisis, and Biden's exit from the 2024 race, now forecasts America's comeback under a new Trump administration. Rickards anticipates a seismic shift in energy policy, focusing on small modular reactors for energy independence. He expects Trump to overhaul regulations for swift deployment of nuclear technology, stabilizing the grid and lowering costs. With a proven track record of accurate predictions, Rickard's insights on America's future are essential for understanding the evolving economic and political landscape.
America's shortage of this metal keeps Trump awake at night. Access to critical metals that serve as the fuel of America's military has become the most urgent issue of our time, with China controlling the bulk of the world's critical metals. Antimony, a key element for the American war machine, is now poised to make or break a global superpower. Military Metals Corp. has emerged as a player in the critical metals market, acquiring key properties in Europe and North America. With China cutting off antimony exports to the U.S., the U.S. Army is now desperate for this essential element. Military Metals Corp. is on an antimony acquisition binge, securing resources in Europe and North America to meet the coming demand surge. As antimony prices soar and supply shortages loom, Military Metals Corp.'s strategic acquisitions could be a game changer in the race for critical metals. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.